This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This week, Apple's Johnny Ive and fellow master designer Mark Newson revealed some of the fine design objects that they've curated for a big auction for the AIDS charity RED. One of the objects they picked cheered me up. It's a RED portable typewriter, the Valentine by Ettore Sottsass. It turns out people still make a living selling typewriters, as Georgia Public Radio's Adam Ragusea reports.
We're talking about the electronic business typewriters that remain favored by law offices, funeral parlors, and anybody else who has to fill out lots of forms or make labels. Nicole Goyette works for a small business services company that handles a lot of tax paperwork.
We also have a lady that comes in and does our filing for us, and she is of the older generation, which I affectionately call alumni, and she's also more comfortable using the typewriter.
Problem is, almost nobody makes them anymore. IBM got out of the typewriter business two decades ago. Only Nakajima in Japan is still going. So Goyette has brought her company's old brother machine to Progressive Methods in Decatur, Georgia for a refit.
This ribbon won't do it.
Right, okay.
With the labor stuff, he says it's $37.50. That's a half hour worth of labor.
Mm-hmm.
Employee Cheryl Scott works for owner Jim Riegert, who says the transaction we just heard is small potatoes. Here's his real bread and butter.
This is our warehouse here. So we got 2,000 or so IBM typewriters, Wheelwriter typewriters. This is our core business for typewriters.com.
Yes, that's Riegert's domain name, from which he sells about 1,500 of these models refurbished every year. He estimates his little 9-person shop accounts for about a third of the domestic typewriter market. This one is a design IBM introduced in 1985, kind of a classic that never really needed updating.
Types like a dream.
Exactly, yeah. This one is really nice because it's easy to change the ribbon and the correction tape.
Except they're getting tougher to find. Riegert has a whole network of guys across the Southeast to snatch them up from estate sales and business liquidation auctions. He's just invested in a state-of-the-art 3D printer to make the spare parts he needs. The historical irony is just too good. In Macon, Georgia, I'm Adam Ragusea for Marketplace.